Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
And Happy New Year! Hey, 2017, and we're still alive.
2017, who would have thought?
Who would have thought? I have to admit, I'm kind of pinching myself. It's like, okay, it's 2017, and I am still alive. You're still alive, and we have a lot to share. Let's just jump right in. This is that show you guys have been waiting for. Oh, my goodness, we have so many of you in the email. The lines sounded like they might have been already full right before we went on air, but hey, if you want to try and get into the queue, just give us a call. It's 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you get through, you get to listen to us live while you're holding, and if you get a busy signal, it means as soon as we say hi to a caller and hang up, that's your time to try to call in again, because it's a new year. It's new energy. We've got a lot of predictions, a lot to share. Whew, where do we begin?
We're going to begin with some T-bombs. Those are truth bombs.
Oh, my. I was like, what's a T-bomb? I had no clue what he meant there, guys. Just an FYI.
T-bombs,
where did that come from?
Oh, that's just me being silly. You know, so often in life, we are living our lives and we're looking for points of punctuation. We're looking for those accents. We're looking for those nuggets of inspiration, nuggets of truth or wisdom. And it is indeed those nuggets that somehow give us a little propulsion. So we're intending today to offer you some little ponds and pebbles and T-bombs that will put a ripple into your consciousness.
Along with your vocabulary. I don't know. I just put a ripple into my vocabulary, Sri. I'll tell you that. Now, guys, hey, big news. Our January 1 YouTube just went up live. We timed it to go up live with this show. As soon as you are done listening to this show, you must go listen to our YouTube. What we did was we have so much to share, so many revelations, so many predictions that we're going to give you the meat of that here. However, 2017 demands spiritual survival skills. And in this month's YouTube revelations video, we included those six spiritual survival skills. So you need to go listen to that YouTube. But we have a lot to share with you today. I mean, a lot. Now, remember, you can always send us an email to guest@shrinkcareradio.com. And as I mentioned, our mailbox is about as full comes. We're going to try to get through to as many of those as we can. I do see that all of our lines are full. But remember, as soon as we start staying high to people, that would be your time to try to jump in and get in the queue.
Absolutely. So let's just take a deep breath.
Whew, let's do that.
And let's smile that 2016 is behind us.
Can we clap? I'm clapping.
Yeah.
Yay!
Because truly, it was a year that brought a whole lot of challenges to so many people.
You know, it really did. And where a lot of really beautiful people transitioned. My dearest best friend on the planet transitioned in November. Lots of people that held a lot of amazing energy on the planet transitioned. I mean, we could be talking about a lot of that. But you know, guys, you know us. It's Sri and Kira. We want to focus on the fabulous, and that means you, bar none, the most amazing audience on the planet. You are the blessing. You are the miracle in action. And who, as Sri mentioned, I think we need to just sit back and breathe and just allow ourselves the opportunity to receive, because you know, we've been waiting about, what, almost 7 months? Well, 5 months, I guess. July's month seven. Yeah, about 5 months to share some of this information.
Absolutely. So just by way of context, so let's just take a moment. You know, the energy in 2016 culminated with fear rising. Now, fear is definitely woven into everything in density. It's part of the nature of this creation.
It's the ultimate F word.
It is the F word. It's own T-bomb.
You're gonna let that one go, Sri. You gotta let that go.
and here's the thing, that what's happening now is that there are rivers and currents of fear that are arousing populations and segments within populations. We're seeing a rise in nationalism, a rise in polarity in its various expressions in lots of different countries. Uh-huh. And now we're not here to provide a weather report on density, but we
no,
are,
I think you guys got that report already.
You know, but we are wanting to use the environment we find ourselves in for our spiritual growth and our own ascension process.
Absolutely. And 2017, let's start at the beginning, okay? We all know, and if you're not aware, then hang with us and just travel with us a little bit. Starting in 2015, we opened up a very powerful seven-year ascension portal. This ascension portal is going from 2015 to 2022. I suspect that every one of you listening today, whether you're live or you're grabbing us in the archives, has already experienced a rapid, and I mean with a capital R, rapid shift in your life just in the past 2 years. Look at 2015, look at 2016, look at where you were in 2015, what you were doing, who you were with, what you were thinking, and look where you are right now. Well, 2017, in the middle of this 2015 to 2022 ascension escalator, 2017 is a year that's going to stand by itself. And the reason is because we're going to see some trigger events that we will not see again for two more years, meaning it'll come around again in 2019, beginning of 2020, when the 2020 to 2022 chapter is like its own little chapter. Yet it's all part of the seven-year ride. Now, go back to last July. We shared with you that we had been receiving amazing amounts of information from the Blue Cosmic Scene. And guys, I have to share with you honestly that the information that was given to me, both on a personal level and both on information that was given on a global level to share with the world, bothered me. And it bothered me because I was being asked to share things I've never shared before. I was being shown things I've never seen before. And Sri and I spent a lot of time digesting this information and really going inward. And we were gifted with the recognition that there is a bountiful a way that you can literally survive spiritually. And there are skills, these spiritual survival skills. And we were blessed with six of them that we have been living. And we call this the science of ascended living. And there's much more to it. But these six basic skills are the foundation of surviving 2017, because 2017 is going to have a lot of that primal energy of survival tied into it if you are aligned with that fear-filled planetary thought body.
And so this really, if we need to number them, the first revelation, in a sense, is that the fear energy will continue its crescendo. However, what's new is that in 2017, there is an energy of sadness that will come to the forefront, along with an energy of deflection.
Now, think about this, sadness and deflection. Now, in January, remember, we are still in a very powerful Mercury retrograde, and this retrograde is actually about rebirth. It is a beautiful moment, and we're kind of, I love that here we are in January 1, just on kind of the flip side of the middle. You know, it's kind of like that home stretch moment, because January 8th, this retrograde will release, and we will be in a no-holds barred brand new world as of January 9th. So what are you doing this first week of January? How are you applying yourself? Where is your focus? Where are you looking at? Because this rebirth energy, you know, all birth has its own level of, I'm going to put in quotes, pain, right? As a mother of two, I have been through the birthing process. I have been with plenty of other mothers. When we birth, it's not just the mother who is birthing, it's the mother and the father, regardless of the participation of both people or the participation of all partners. When a child is born, when we birth, there is a moment of pain followed by a moment of celebration. And the planetary thought body is seeking to not birth. The planetary thought body in January is trying to anchor for all of 2017. And this is what Sri is talking about, that if you dive into this fear-filled planetary thought body that has had a grip on the planet now, and it has been rising ever since 2001, if you align with this planetary thought body, then what's happening is that this sadness energy, which is going to be amplifying the planetary thought body, will start revealing itself in January, not because it's new, but because it actually can be seen. And this is one of the blessings of this January 8th release of the retrograde, is that you're going to start seeing it.
You're going to start seeing it. And if you don't see or feel that, you'll start noticing how effectively people are deflecting the truth.
Yes.
Now, it's no secret that there are tons of distortions out there. We're living in the age of distortion, the age of delusion, and that is affecting the political process, the business people, the entire economic system. It's all structured on the gap between needs and need fulfillment, and there's just a whole story that we can talk about as far as the profit motive and the media motive. However, here's the bottom line. As if people are deflecting their problems, they are separating from their authenticity.
And this is important, okay? Pay attention to what Sri's saying, because this energy in January will challenge authenticity. It's going to say, basically, stay in the closet with your authenticity. Be afraid, when the reality is it's the best time to flourish through it.
So 2017 is going to offer you an opportunity to become more authentic. And part of that is because you're going to see the inauthenticity rising, the deflections and distortions rising. And there comes a time when you look at that forest of deception and say, no, not for me. I choose to align with a different energy.
So overall in 2017, if we were to give you three words that would define 2017, it will be the year where you honestly can free your mind, and where freeing your mind needs to be your number one priority. It is time to free your mind. Now, freeing your mind is a fascinating thing when you're living in a world of high polarity. And one of the things that was shown to us in last July was that, number one, Donald Trump would win the election in the United States. And certainly the United States is not the center of the universe, although there are some that would argue with me around that.
That's a big influence on the world, though.
However, 2017 will be largely, it's like a big ship that largely will be directed by, sadly, in my personal humble opinion, forgive me for sharing it, by the egocentric actions of a Donald Trump. Now, here's the blessing of that. And here's what we were told specifically, that starting with the day of the election, which was November 8th, 2016, we would open up a 10-month window of relative stability. That shortly after taking office, coming up here in January 2017, Donald Trump would set out and create an illusion of being a peacemaker, a bridge builder, that the world would appear to be on the brink of a third world war, and Donald Trump would come together with an unlikely partner and become known for having averted this catastrophe. And what I was also told was that this is a temporary thing that will have an illusion. It will cast a greater illusion. And that for light workers, the knowledge of the illusion will be the blessing that will bring forward the hidden sadness into light, so that you can apply the spiritual survival skills and move forward. Now, we just don't have time in this show to give you the spiritual survival skills. So we put it in our January 2017 YouTube video. It's at our YouTube right now. So go to Official Sri and Kira at YouTube and watch the video as soon as you're done with the show, because this is kind of like a two-parter. There's so much that half of it is in this radio show and half of it is at YouTube in our video. So with this 10-month window, and Sri and I have really been talking a lot and going deep into our heart as to how to share and what to share, and are feeling so honored and blessed that we were entrusted with this information. We were clearly shown and clearly told that the end of August 2017 through early October 2017, so that window really with September 8th being kind of like a target time, will be a very powerful moment where a trigger event of large proportion will come forward on the planet, and it will call out the absolute best in those that have prepared for it and the absolute worst in those that are not able to see what's happening. And it will be the direct action of Donald Trump that will determine the future of the planet. So 2017 is a very important year. And it's a year to recognize that more than ever, we have the opportunity as beings of light to be seen and to be taken seriously, let's put it that way, through our presence and continual action, because you never know who is actually more awake than they may show themselves to be.
Each and every one of us is on our path, and while on the surface it may appear that we are asleep to greater truths, that we have closed the door to our hearts, that can change in an instant. And this is why so many human beings seem to rise up into a higher form of consciousness when they've been provoked, whether it's through a tragic experience or a loss or an inspiring moment. And we believe and we trust that the outer world is provoking an opportunity for a higher response in all of us.
And in January 2017, you're going to be given lots of food, so to speak, that will try to enslave your mind into the planetary thought body. Remember, the planetary thought body is made up of all of the sloughed off energies, oftentimes it's not conscious, but it's a collective body of thought. And it influences highly the groupthink, which we've done shows about the groupthink, so we won't spend a lot of time on that today. But the planetary thought body feeds your mind, and your mind becomes fed through this collective thought, and the predominant energy of that is fear. So if you are including yourself, or if you are obsessed with, or are on this, you know, this journey of I've got to know, I'm addicted to this this information or that information, you're actually addicting your mind to the enslavement of the fear of the planetary thought body.
Now, this is important. It's subtle and profound. Our brains have become addicted to drama and negative energy. What do you like to think about? Where do your thoughts become obsessive? Mm-hmm. Usually it's around lack. Usually it's around fear. Usually it's around having witnessed something horrible.
And this is why December was so important, right? Because everyone had to face their greatest fear in December, and I suspect you all did.
And so the brain, the human brain, is actually finds its self-esteem by churning up problems, because it loves to be seen as a problem solver, as
exactly.
A solution maker.
Exactly. That's ego.
But just like Madison Avenue, it has to first create a problem and then run to your rescue and just say, I'm going to solve it. And so the brain makes a lousy master. And this is a wonderful opportunity to start bringing forward the spiritual practices that instill peace, that help quiet the mind.
And in January, especially as it sets the stage for this energy of 2017, there is going to be an underlying sadness. Now, you may discover this and go, wait a minute, I don't want to touch this. Well, here's the key, my angels. You need to touch it. You need to discover it, touch it, and then let it go. Because if you try to deny it, then you're actually giving the power of deflection more energy, and you will find yourself actually in greater fear. Because here's what's happening on the planet right now. The energy of fear is predominant in the planetary thought body. Now that we see that there's going to be a rise in this energy of sadness, well, it's basically a mathematical formula. Fear plus sadness equals anger. And anger is all over the planet. And to know that anger will be amplified means that we do have a unique, beautiful opportunity to rise through this energy. This is not a time to be feared. And remember, as of January 8th, starting January 9th, we're in a whole new world, and we're already in it, guys. I mean, we're only 7 days away from this, so we're already in that shift, in that turn. And what's most important here is to recognize that if you are afraid, then you need to pay attention. Pay attention to who you're talking to. Pay attention to who you're working with. Pay attention to who you're watching on YouTube. More than ever, it is invaluable to fill yourself with the divine crystalline presence that you are.
And so how does this boil down into daily living? How does this boil down into practical application? And the piece that I want to offer to you right now, before we go say hi to the callers who are patiently standing by, is that we are beings of energy. You are an energy being. Therefore, be sensitive to energy. When we tune in to how we really feel, we open up the doorways of authenticity. We start to find truth. Be attentive to what environments help you relax and expand, and what environments contract and diminish you. The same goes for people. The same goes for the food you eat. Does it nourish you, or does it collapse you? Be sensitive to the energy that you are emanating and inhaling.
Because it's time to free your mind. You are enslaved by the planetary thought body if you have fear as a predominant energy. And if you do, the sadness will try to hide itself because it actually is an amplifier of the fear. Versus if you invoke the sadness, maybe you're sad about the outcome of what's happening on the planet. Maybe you're sad about what you're seeing. Maybe you're sad about an event in your own life. That's irrelevant. The key is not to run away from it, but also not to be consumed by it. The key is to witness it, allow it to flow through you, and then thrive through it. Go to YouTube and watch our video, because there are spiritual survival skills that are needed as you are freeing your mind for this January 2017 ride. And we have so much more to share, and we have so many callers and so many people have written in. Why don't we say hi?
We're going to do that. We're going to start taking some calls, and we're going to start right at line one and say hi to Mari from California.
Hey, Mari. Namaste. Happy New Year.
Oh, wonderful. Hello. Namaste. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for all of your teaching. Happy New Year. Oh, boy. I called in to get aligned with you, and every single thing that you've said so far is so right on. Boy, last year was quite a preparation to step into mastery and to hold mastery. As you know, I did a solstice celebration, and a few of them actually, and we planted magnificent seeds of light. Our community planted the most exquisite light. And the next morning, everything that was still left in my car was stolen. And so I had the opportunity to work with that energy, to not make up stories, not allow the fear to come in, to feel the energy. It was a tremendous shock. Boy, oh boy, you know, to stay in mastery and ascended consciousness and hold that light, all the things talked about in the circle, you know, for solstice is spreading our light and holding that no matter what's going on. That took a lot. That took a lot of effort. And I didn't do it gracefully, but I'm here today to start this energy, and I really would like a mini soul reading, but I wanted to just ask you a question. A friend said, wow, that must have been some ceremony, because then her teacher told her that there will be a balance where the dark will come in to balance that out. And I've been thinking about that and just sitting with it. I don't know what to do with that, because people say to me, oh, when you do good things should happen. And I don't...
Well, I'm just going to jump in. First of all, I love you so much. You are such a beacon of light. You are, you know, you take the word shamaness and put crystals around it. And people who have the honor and blessing to do ceremony with you, I know their lives are transformed. Now, you pushed one of my biggest buttons, and that is somebody that would absolutely have the gall to say, well, if you did all that great work, all this nasty work is coming alongside of it. Here's Kira Ra's first comment on that. Bullcrap. In your case, what absolutely happened was that And this is what all of your angels and guides are saying right now. They're saying that it is time for you to release the need that you already do not have everything you need inside of you. You are the ascended healer. You are the ascended presence. And that there was a level of attachment to things that thereby, because your ceremonies were so powerful, you freed yourself from everything. And they're saying that this freedom of spirit that you have called in has actually ignited your capacities a thousandfold. And that not only is everything going to come back to you, it's going to come back to you in an even more beautiful way. So that's what your guides want you to hear. I don't think it's any accident that you are on line one, January 1 on our first show. I think that's a 111, and I celebrate your extraordinary beauty. Thanks for calling in, Mari. I love you, honey.
I love you. Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Well, indeed. Remember that everything that happens is there for our expansion.
You know, in every single way. And I want to, let's go to one of our people that have written in, Sri.
All right. We've got an email here that goes like this. Dear Sri and Kira, I am so grateful that I found my way back to your guidance as I lost my way there for a bit. And lately, I have found myself up against a wall and would like to request a mini soul reading. I'm facing challenges in myself, and often enough I can look inside to find the answers, but this time around I would like some help because I am calling to reevaluate certain things. I live in the States, and since the election I am on shaky ground. I keep receiving the same message that I need clarity and focus, only I don't know what that looks like or feels like. I want that crystal and clear clarity and focus, only I find myself with a murky vision. So I'm hoping you can shed some light on this situation to help me better understand what is stopping me and how I can move forward in life. Thank you so much for all you've done. Your tools and techniques have been a godsend to me these last weeks. Lots of love, Joanne.
Well, Joanne, first and foremost, my angel, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, sweetheart. And thank you for writing in. And thank you for asking. You know, we selected your question to read first on today's show because you're asking what a lot of people are asking about, which is, I'm connected. I know things are supposed to be going my way. But what the heck is going on? Why do I feel this way? Why am I murky? Well, Angel, in your case, this is 100% connected to planetary thought body alignment. Your divine presence, your higher self, is looking at you right now. I want you to bring your hands to your heart. And for, by the way, I'm hearing for all of you that might have the same question, you can do the same thing. Bring your hands to your heart. Close your eyes if it's safe to do so. And feel the radiant eyes of your master in front of you right now. And I'm watching their eyes literally send this beautiful crystalline energy straight in through your star consciousness. And star consciousness, if you're not clear where that is just above the third eye. It's the area where our cosmic third eye is. And they're beaming this energy in and saying one word. Relax, relax, relax. And they're also saying, and know your truth through the fear. The most important thing that you can do right now is to relax into the knowing that the universe does have your best interest. Do you have your best interest? They're saying that you need, in your case, a 13-day break from a 13-day break from the BS. So what that means is be careful what you're looking at on the internet. Be careful who you're talking to. Be careful what's being said to you. And they're saying, feel what you're feeling. And as you do, notice what you're seeing. That your clarity is already in front of you. You already know what you want to do. It's just been this underlying fear. And so, my angel, may you know that this is a fabulous year for you because you've had the clarity and the absolute knowing to ask and to receive. And to all of you, may you receive the blessing of your divine nature right now. Namaste.
Oh, beautiful indeed. You know, beloved ones, we're going to take a little commercial break right now and give you all a chance to stretch your legs. And
or not.
Or not. And I know I'm going to. So we'll be right back after this message.
A lot more show to go. Stay with us.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
To be with you. And today we're exploring the energies of the coming year.
Oh my goodness, 2017 now.
And how to navigate that. Because every year is an opportunity. And this is not a time for New Year's resolutions. This may be a time for your personal revolution.
Woo, I love that. My New Year revolution. Dig that. I love that.
Because a revolution is another turn of the wheel. It is a cycle that you can begin anew. And it does mean stepping out of the old. It does not mean that there needs to be destruction.
Well, this is what's so beautiful is because in birth, we are all calling forward the absolute joy, the bounty, and the divine miracle nature of our higher presence. And January is setting us up perfectly to do that. And I love, Sri, that we have a revolution in a retrograde that releases on the 8th.
On the 8th. So it's really a beautiful time to use this first week of the year to take it easy, to reflect, to review, to renew your commitments, and to really honor the fact that as a being of energy and light, there are nourishing events and nourishing energies, and there are those that separate me from my truth.
So we've been talking about a lot of this, right?
Yeah.
We've been talking about the predictions for 2017, talking about this 10 months that started November 8th through September 8th, 2017, that are going to appear to be relatively calm. This is a really good time to get stable, to get anchored, because more of the messages that we received, and we're going to be revealing a lot of these, and there's a lot more information, guys. Remember, we just don't have enough time in the show to give it all to you, but as soon as you're done listening to the show, go to YouTube, go to Official Sri and Kira, and watch our current video just released about 30 minutes ago. What's important to pay attention to is that you have a rare opportunity to flourish through the forces that would try to stop you. And this is a choice before you right now. And this is why warriors of light must unite.
Warriors of light must unite. And to unite means to recognize who you're truly affiliated with, what you're truly affiliated with. And that means knowing who you are.
Exactly. Because the first divine unification, right? The first thing to unite is your soul with your body, your heart and your mind, your spirit and your life in physical form. You are a master, or quite frankly, you wouldn't be listening to us. And so we bow before you and welcome you into what is very much a new world. And it's going to get newer and it's going to get a little more intense right after January 8th. 2017 is a year that stands alone. Now, you know, Sri, it's really a powerful year, and we have so much power in our beautiful callers. Why don't we say hi to a few more people?
We're going to do that. Let's head to line 3, and we'll say hi to Shamara.
From Georgia. Namaste, dear one. I hope we pronounced your name right.
You didn't, Kamira.
Well, welcome, honey. Happy New Year.
That's okay. It's okay. As I step into my new revolution in 2017, I just would like a mini soul reading to help me on the journey.
Oh, well, thank you for the honor of asking, truly. And I need to share with you that your laugh is such a blessing on the planet. You have one of those divine smiles. And I'm sharing that also because it's part of your mini soul reading. The minute you started sharing today, the very first thing that came forward was it's time for you to step forward as a beacon of joy. That everything you touch, they're showing me you, and you're like, you're touching, it's so cute, like I'm watching you touching plants and suddenly they bloom, and you're touching a child and suddenly they smile, and you're touching an animal and it feels safe and loved, and you're touching things in your home and they suddenly shine. And they're saying that there is an active healing presence within you that is ready to connect with your conscious divine nature. And all you need do is remember the joy within. And as you do, it's like everything comes forward. Everything you touch turns to gold. And so this is your year to turn it to gold. And I'm grateful that you got through. Feel how much we love you, Angel. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Well, indeed, it is a year of magnificent magnification.
In every way. And you know, Sri, I love this because when we are reminded that we carry as much co-creative power as we do, you look at the energies of a 2017, you look at this 10 months from November 8th until September 8th, and you realize that while we cannot, one of the things that came through in these revelations, and guys, we have a whole bunch more coming out, plus we have a new book coming out in the next few months. One of the things that they kept saying was that we cannot stop the events in place, but we can minimize them and we can still course correct from them. That the events that are coming in 2017 are the first of a series of three events. And that the event, especially this one major trigger event in 2017, will actually have a two-year window around it before we would see the next one. So just remember that your presence, your awakenedness matters. And if you give your power to the planetary thought body, if you say okay to the fear and the sadness, then you are actually contributing to the decline. So when you say, what am I supposed to do? What is my mission? Your mission is to ignite your light, to be bar none the most amazing being you can be. And you know what? You deserve it, you've planned for it, and it's your time.
Absolutely. It's a time to be happy with who you are and happy with where you're going.
Through the sadness, guys. If you feel the sadness in January, celebrate it and then walk through it. Be sure you get to YouTube and watch that video, okay? All right.
All right. We're going to head to line five. And say hi to Anthony from South Dakota.
Well, Happy New Year, beloved Anthony. Good to hear from you.
Yes, Happy New Year to you as well. Namaste. I had
Namaste. A call
in today. So, yeah. Boarding on flight 2017 has been announced. Hope you have checked in only the best souvenirs from 2016 in your bag, in your luggage. The bad and the sad moments, if carried, must be thrown away in the garbage bins on arrival. The flight will be 12 months long, so loosen your seatbelt, jingle and mingle. The stopovers will be
Anthony.
Health, love, joy, happiness, well-being, peace.
I love it.
That's the flight I'm taking.
I like that flight, and I'm sitting right there next to you, but I want an aisle seat.
I already have one saved for you and Sri. All right.
Well, you rock, Anthony. You rock. All right.
Thank you. You know what else is going to be happening this year? Since you've been talking about this is very interesting, the predictions for this year. But over here in the United States, we will be experiencing, since 1908, I believe, a solar eclipse. And
yeah.
It's going to be seen all the way from the West Coast towards the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be on August 21st.
Yep, right
August
there. 21st. It's right
there. Eclipse in our lifetime. I can't believe it. Wow.
Well, Anthony, thank you for sharing. And my heart reaches out to you and says, thank you for being a warrior of light. Thank you for showing people how to unite. And this is a big year for you. And so feel our arms around you and how much we love you. Many blessings for your 2017, Anthony.
Oh, well, thank you. May I have a mini soul reading?
Well, that was pretty much it. Your guides have just been all over about how it is your year, and that it is about this unified presence, and that there are these connections coming in for you this year that will finally, it's like you finally will be seen in the way that you have been envisioning yourself being seen. And so allow yourself to keep spreading the joy.
That is incredible. That's exactly what I've been. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Wow. Okay.
I feel
that this year is my year to express, creative, and express myself in a creative way and share all of my gifts with the world. So, yeah.
Agreed. And so we're going to let you go do that, and you keep in touch with us so we know where you are and what you're doing, Anthony. We love you, honey. Many blessings.
Wiggle and mingle. All right. Well, it's indeed a beautiful opportunity. We are in a year of rising energy.
We are. And you know, guys, I want to share with you, Sri and I, if you have not yet registered, okay, I would absolutely be remiss if I didn't invite you to do this. January 21, mark this date on your calendar. Saturday, January 21, join us. Part of this science of ascended living that we are going to be talking about and really getting out there to everyone so that you can absolutely really thrive during this time is this sacred science of mystical Rudrashka and navigating the seven rays of crystalline light. This is important fuel for the journey. This is important information. It's a science. It works, and it lifts you to a level that your manifestation, your creation ability, your balance, your ability to navigate is quite frankly incredible. And if you go to simply selfascension.com, just go to selfascension.com, click on upcoming telejourneys. It's right there. Register. We sold out so quickly. We filled this class so quickly that we were so humbled. I mean, truly humbled and honored that we went ahead and expanded our bridge line. As of right now, live on the 1st, I think we still have some spots left. And if we don't, if you go to register, it just won't accept your registration. Get into this class. Join us. And if you can't be there live, you'll get the audio recordings, the PDF files, all the workbooks. Guys, this is a time of action, and January is a time of powerful energy. Set the new year in motion. Give yourself the gift of learning and working with the ascended sciences to support your journey of absolute authentic, I'm going to say authentic thrivalship, Sri.
Thrivalship.
How's that for a word?
There's a ship I want to be on.
It's better than a T-bomb.
It must be better. It's a T-ship.
It's a T. Oh, what is it with the T's? I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Well, the truth will set you free.
Yes, it will. And free your mind.
And freedom is exhilarating. You know, one of the things I just want to point out that we talked about the energy of the planetary thought body and what the masses are going to be acting out. This does not need to be your truth. This is a context upon which you will dance, a context upon which you will grow. It's going to become ever easier for many people to actually live a more ascended life because the contrast is so much clearer now.
You know, it really is, guys. And it's just, you know, as we're sharing with you, and there's so much ahead for 2017, I just have to give a quick shout out to an old song, but it's a really great song in honor of the late, great George Michael. Go reconnect with the song Freedom, because if ever that song had an application, it's in this month right now. December was the month where you had to face your greatest fear. In January, especially after the 8th, when we birth into literally a whole new world, I mean, a whole new world begins January 9th, you're going to see an underlying sadness that must be released. It's not about drowning in it. It's about floating through it and discovering your extraordinary divine self. there are survival skills, spiritual survival skills. Go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira. Watch our video. Make a note. Share, share, share. And, you know, speaking of sharing, there are so many other people wanting to say hello.
Well, absolutely. We're going to pop on the old phone lines here, and we're heading over to Hawaii.
Oh, look who showed up on line five.
Line
it's
five.
Gene.
We're going to say hi to Gene.
Hey, Gene, we let you cut the line. Namaste.
Namaste. Happy New Year to you both. I love you guys so much. I cannot believe I got through, but that's just the way the last 12 days have been for me. Just some incredible explosive clearings going on and Christmas miracles. And I'm so grateful that I got through, so grateful for everything that's come my way in just the last few very short days. And I'm calling for a mini soul reading, in particular specifically about my job, which I've had for 7 years. It's been an amazing classroom, but I've always felt it's not my place and I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So I don't know if I can get some clarity on that for a direction to move into in 2017.
I'm so grateful you got through, and I really want to just preface what I'm going to share with you as the miracle of your getting through and the miracle of everything that's happening over the past 12 days is part of why I'm sharing this with you, because normally I wouldn't share this with you. It is time to leave that job. Now, you don't have to leave without having another thing waiting for you, but yeah. And don't you love that it's been 7 years? You've mastered what you needed to do there. It is time to go, but they're saying make your plan, stick with your plan, and discover your truth. And you will find that in the plan, they're saying in the final phase of this plan, everything's going to just click like dominoes. It's just going to click, 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 click. I'm seeing you by like June, fully free from this job and flying high. And so, wow, what a wonderful year ahead for you, my angel. And what a gift to reconnect with you. We love you, Jean.
I love you so much. Happy New Year to you both. And thank you so much for everything you do for all of us here on the planet.
Oh, well, and thank you for bringing us some aloha spirit from beautiful Hawaii today. Namaste, Jean.
Namaste. Aloha.
Well, Sri, let's say hi to one other caller.
Okie dokie. We can do that. I think we're going to head to line one and say hi to Pollyanna from Toronto.
From Toronto, Canada. Is it really cold up there right now?
You know what? It's a beautiful day with a blue sky and crisp air. It is chilly, but it's quite beautiful.
Yay!
I'm so happy I got through. I want to wish you both a very happy new year, and I want to thank you, as always, for all your wise and insightful guidance. I love listening to you. I love your courses, so I was hoping and praying I would get through today because so much has been going on. And I guess I know we're getting towards the end of the show. I'll keep it really short. I've made a decision recently, and I'm just wondering if I could get a mini soul reading around that in terms of, it's a decision where it's probably a good thing I didn't make it totally with my mind. In that sense, it was a decision that I'm just trusting my soul is guiding me, and it'll be clearer in hindsight why I made it. So I don't know if you have any insight that you could share on that.
Well, here's what I can share with you. As you were speaking, this beautiful, like, crystalline gateway door kind of, it looked like a beautiful, like, crystalline kind of gate opened, and all these ascended masters walked in around you, and their whole hands, feel them, angel. They are standing around you in a circle right now, and they're all saying the right thing at the same time. You have made the right decision. Let us support you. You have made the right decision. Let us support you. And I'm watching your spirit self just kind of do a trust fall. You're just falling into their arms. And not only are they holding you and catching you, they are bathing you in miracle presence. Stay the course. stay the course. It's the right decision. Keep going. Trust your guidance. Keep doing what you're being called to do. It's the best thing you actually have decided. And just let the universe show you and assist you with trusting yourself, because this is really all going to keep going positive very well for you. So of course you got through today, because it was really important for you to hear that. And just feel how much we love you, Angel. Happy, happy New Year.
Happy New Year, too, and thank you so much. I really needed to hear that. Namaste.
Namaste, my love.
Well, many blessings. You know, for each and every one of us, there are decisions we make and paths we take that do not offer assurance. There is no insurance policy that says you are guaranteed to receive the following. It isn't like that. When you say, I'll take door number three, God, you get door number three, and then you open it. And when you open that door, who knows what will await you, because you will be transiting from one state of being to another state.
Well, you know,
and so it does take trust.
It does take trust. And speaking of trust and transiting, I want to jump in. I'm not going to read the whole email, but I want to give a shout out to Anand. Anand, you know who you are. Anand from Chennai, who wrote me. Anand, here's what I want to share with you. What's going on with you right now is not black magic. It's actually an ascension symptom. What's important, my love, is for you to be, number one, drinking more water, number two, believing in yourself, and number three, trusting that the universe is flowing through you. I'm seeing Lord Shiva all around you right now, protecting you. I'm seeing Shiva and his trident. I'm seeing him dancing. I'm seeing him singing. And he's saying, put on a simple mala of Rudrashka and chant my name, and all will restore to wholeness. So Anand, my angel, I just wanted to quick say hello to you today. I'm sorry I didn't read your whole email online. You're a beautiful being, sweetheart. Keep going.
And let's all take a deep breath and smile, because what is true for one of us is true for most all of us. It is essential that we relax into our spiritual natures in order to be able to move forward with joy.
Mm.
The journey of taking a life, of being alive in a body, the journey of having been born is one of joy. It's one of discovery. And we are here for the journey. Fear not. For what is going on outside of you is meant to call forth that which is inside of you. Beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you again live next week, take a deep breath, let a smile come to your face,
and let 2017 be the most amazing year ever. You are ready.
You are indeed, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.